Saying no is often the ultimate step toward taking better care of yourself. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn more about the art and skill of saying no. Enjoy.
Each day we're bombarded with requests. We get emails, opportunities, invites, and calls. Hey, what's up? Everything from a slight suggestion to an all-out plea. And how we respond to each of these will determine our days, the commitments we're able to fulfill, and the goals we're able to accomplish. And in my life, I've learned the hard way just how vital it is to learn the art of saying no. So I really started to think about all this when a guy named Jimmy Donaldson slid into my DMs. You might know him better as Mr. Beast. He's got a wildly popular YouTube channel where most of his videos involve him giving away money.
No.
Yeah. Then my
In the message, he said, "Hey, Matt, I've been working on this project for months. Let me know if it interests you." Then he shared an unlisted video explaining his new project. Jimmy had teamed up with another YouTuber named Mark Rober to try to plant 20 million trees by January 1st, 2020. They were going to do that by rallying a bunch of other creators to make videos inspiring people to donate to the cause. For each dollar contributed, the Arbor Day Foundation would plant one tree. And it was such an awesome idea with such a great message that I just had to do everything I could to help out. So for the past week, I've been brainstorming ideas. What if I went zero waste for 30 days? There's not enough time for that. What if I made a film about climate change or the environment? Probably a bit ambitious for less than 2 weeks. What if I lived in a tree for 24 hours? You know, that's so weird, it might work. I can't tell you how close I got to doing the I lived in a tree for 24 hours. Like, I was calling people. I was asking them if they had a tree in their backyard that I can sleep in overnight. I had to assure them I definitely wouldn't be bringing binoculars. But eventually it just got to the point where I realized that I'm spending entirely too much time on this thing. Like, this thing came out of nowhere and it completely interrupted all of my plans, everything I had going on. And right now, at this specific moment in my life, I really can't say yes to everything. You see, my life is pretty busy right now. I'm working on a new feature-length documentary. I'm hiring an editor. I've got courses that I'm working on. I'm traveling for work frequently. And both my mom and mother-in-law were visiting the same week I needed to make this video. So that brought me to a really difficult decision. I had to say no. No, Jimmy, I will not share your message to try to plant 20 million trees by January 1st, 2020 by encouraging people to go to teamtrees.org. While it pains me to say this, and I know that the Arbor Day Foundation is over 49 years old, is incredibly well respected, just as respected as the Red Cross, I simply do not have enough time in my schedule to participate. You see, whether your mother buys you a gift that you don't want, or a friend asks you to watch their parrot during the World Series, saying no can be uncomfortable. It didn't feel great to tell Jimmy no, but I've learned a lot about how to turn people down in a tactful way. It really all starts with being honest and sincere. Think about going out on a date with somebody. You go out, you don't really have a great connection, you don't want to see them again. What do you do when they text you? Some people choose to either ghost the person, tell them that they're too busy to hang out, or that there's a family emergency and they have to leave the country. But the truth is that you can be totally upfront with them. You could say something like, "Jimmy, this is such an awesome idea, and I know tons of people will go to teamtrees.org, but I just don't think we had a spark. I wish you all the best." It might be a little bit uncomfortable to be honest with somebody, especially if you haven't flexed that muscle before, but when you're doing it with family and friends, you're going to end up building a much stronger connection and a much stronger relationship with them. You might feel pressured into saying yes, even when you know you can't. That's why creating boundaries is one of the most important things you can do. A friend of mine recently got me to think differently about how I handle outside requests and obligations. She was telling me how she would set hard and fast rules for requests that come her way. So if she's writing a new book, she will not do any interviews for the duration of the writing process, usually determined by a book deadline.
And you might be thinking, as I did, what if a really big opportunity comes your way?
What if you had the chance to go on the Today Show, or Joe Rogan wanted to have you on his podcast, or you had the chance to be on The Price is Right?
Come on down!
Wouldn't that be an amazing opportunity that you could not say no to? Well, that's exactly what I asked her.
And she remained firm, stating that under no circumstances would she break this rule. And she said it was even more important to her not to break this rule for really big, exciting, cool, shiny projects that maybe even she had wanted to do in the past, because those are really going to be the ones that derail her progress and potentially throw her off course from not finishing this project to begin with.
When you're clear on your values and your goals, it becomes easier to say no, and easier to resist the temptation for really cool opportunities. Further, by creating rules, it makes saying no so much easier. You can literally bake that into the response. You might say,
"Hey, Jimmy, what's up, man? Yeah, no, the project sounds amazing. Unfortunately, right now my schedule is kind of crazy, so I have to say no to virtually every opportunity." "Yeah, man. I'm so sorry. I really wish I could be a part of it." "Listen, don't even worry about it. There's going to be so many people that go to teamtrees.org that it's not even going to matter." Yeah.
How could any reasonable person possibly get mad if they're getting the same exact answer as everyone else who's asking the same thing?
"Oh, you have 25 million subscribers? Yeah, you wouldn't even notice if I did it or not? Okay. No, that's cool. That's great. No. Dude, I'm happy for you, man. That's awesome. Yeah, you don't need me."
I'm not saying that saying yes is a bad thing. It's usually pretty awesome. "Do you want to come to my party? Yes. Do you want a hot dog? Yes. Do you want to marry me? Maybe." And there will be a time in your life when your schedule is totally free, when you're in a creative rut, when saying yes to every new opportunity will be the best thing for you.
But when you keep saying yes to every request, eventually other people's priorities become your own, and you start to forget about the commitments that you made in your own life. And that's what happened to me this past week as I pushed everything to the side and I started to make a video about planting trees. And that's not why I'm here. I'm not here in this video to tell you to go to teamtrees.org to make a donation, because every dollar that's donated means another tree planted in the ground. That's not the message of this video. This video is about the art of saying.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.